Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Krakauskas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Krakauskas. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krakauskas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. QL moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. QL scores. Chapman moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Hogue moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up beyond second. Mac can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Hogue scores. Tresh scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Walker reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Heath moves to third. Grimes moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Soup Campbell now playing center field. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. QL reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling is walked intentionally. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Mack reaches second base with a double. Grimes moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell pinch hits for Clint Brown. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Grimes scores. Mack moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jack Hallett now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Milner now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Grimes steals second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Appling reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Hal Trosky. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Al Milner. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley bunts towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hemsley moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Ray Mack. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosenthal. The throw from Tresh and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Smith pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Larry Rosenthal now playing first base. Oscar Grimes now playing second base. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 4 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Rosenthal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Hoag moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh is walked intentionally. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hallett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.